With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump's conviction is poised as something of an election rally cry. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Donald Trump and Joe Biden don't agree on much, but they both are emphasizing the importance of this year's presidential election in light of Thursday's historic conviction. President Biden said the only way to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office is at the ballot box. And Trump himself said,
the real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
Greg Clugston, New York.
A looming battle over EVs. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans say that President Biden's policy to promote electric vehicles is unfair for consumers and amounts to government overreach. Survey supports Trump's message. And in this election year, Biden and the Democrats have been less vocal and more nuanced as they push for his, quote, climate reduction goals. Also at SRNnews.com, International Monetary Fund has upgraded its forecast for China's economy while warning that reforms are badly needed to sustain growth.
The IMF says the world's second largest economy will likely grow at a 5% annual rate this year. That's based on China's growth in the first quarter and recent moves to support the property sector. But it warned in a report that attaining sustained high-quality growth requires building stronger social safety nets to enable Chinese consumers to spend more.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The IMF also says Beijing should scale back subsidies and other distortive policies. Wall Street opens in the morning with a kick after finishing with a higher push Friday. The Dow on Friday climbed more than 575 points. This is SRN News. A look at abortion law in the United States 2 years after the end of Roe.
According to a survey by the Public Religion Research Institute, 14 states have banned abortion in virtually all situations, while another 7 place significant restrictions on it. In 22 states, abortion is allowed up to or slightly past 6 months of pregnancy, and in 8 states and Washington, D.C., a woman can get an abortion right up to the moment of birth. The pro-life states are mostly in the South and lower Midwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Washington, D.C. has issued a permanent injunction barring the U.S. Capitol Police from interfering with protests and demonstrations on the steps of the Capitol building. The Christian Defense Coalition filed suit to open up the steps after members were arrested for holding a silent prayer vigil. This is SRN News. Some tough times for the nation's bicycle shops.
Early in the pandemic, a surge of interest in cycling pushed sales up 64% to $5.4 billion in 2020, according to the retail tracking service Circana. The boom didn't last. Hobbled by pandemic-related supply chain issues, the shops sold all their bikes and had trouble restocking. Now inventory has caught up, but fewer people need new bikes. It all adds up to a tough environment for retailers, although there are a few bright spots like gravel and e-bikes. John Scott reporting.
Healthcare delivery experts say patients in America need more help in dealing with a system that is growing very complex at times. They add that growing insurance complications, doctor and drug shortages, and sometimes a lack of communication all make life much harder for those dealing with serious illness. More details at SRNnews.com.